Well, we're going to be going madly off in a different direction, but not too far off. We're going to be talking about films and comics in the Middle East Film and Comic Con that's coming up 29th and 30th of April, ADNEC in Abu Dhabi. This is going to be really cool. But before we get there, this is a rare occasion, and I've got three really, really interesting guests. One of them, who was on Malcolm and Brandy's show this morning, and nothing against Malcolm and Brandy, but I can tell you right now, at 10 minutes after 9, neither of them are awake, and I know for a fact that Malcolm pretty much has a nap from 10 till 4, you know, so, Mo, how's it going?
It's good, man, it's going well, man, on radio twice in one day, it's awesome.
Did you sit in the same chair as well?
Yeah, I did, yeah, I was got this Mickey Mouse, man.
Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And we've got Arafat Ali Khan joining us, Ben Candy also. Gentlemen, welcome.
Cabby. Candy, wow.
I wrote Candy here. No, did I say Candy?
Yeah.
It's Caddy.
Caddy. What's up,
yeah.
Candy?
Could be.
Candy's
fine.
Candy's fine, yeah, but Caddy, sorry, Caddy. Welcome, guys, to the show. And right off the bat, Extra Cake PR. Where'd you come up with the name?
Oh, wow.
That's yours.
Where did you come up with the name?
I wish I could say that it was a well-thought-out strategy to... The truth is that it's... you know, we started life as a creative boutique, boutique agency. The company is owned by myself and my wife. And it was her
What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Nasreen.
Okay.
I don't know if she's listening.
Of course she's listening.
I'm sure she's not.
Shall I give a shout out?
No, she'll hate that. It was her. We thought for a long time, and it's a, you know, it's a boutique agency, so call it whatever you like.
Yeah.
It was her father's bakery in Lebanon during the war. And it was destroyed and rebuilt, I think, 3 times or maybe twice.
The bakery is called Extra Cake?
The bakery was called Extra Cake at the time.
That is amazing.
It's kind of sentimental, you know, and it's kind of meaningful, you know, marketing events, more cake, sort of. Everybody likes cake, right?
So, yeah, yeah.
And it's fun. I mean, no one ever forgets it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We've had super fruit cake and extra pancake, and we've had... CVs of chefs and offers of bulk shipments of brown sugar. it's funny. It represents us.
They thought I was a groomer. They thought I was an animal groomer, man. For the food dog. They're like, hey, man, where can I bring my dogs? I was like, what are you talking about? Man?
Pay me, sure, no problem. We've actually had people phone us and ask if we deliver.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And they've been clients of ours, which is kind of scary.
They've mixed you up with the Chinese delivery guys.
So our client servicing is that good that somebody in there isn't aware that we're their ad agency.
How long? I mean, we're here to talk about other things, but how long has Extra Cake been?
Six years.
That's a long time.
6 years, yeah.
That's a really long time.
It is a while, yeah.
And you know, in that time, you guys have gone from being a boutique to a little bit more than a boutique.
We started, actually, Nasreen and I, with 2 laptops in a spare room. Got a personal loan to see us through until we managed to find some clients. Obviously, the first couple of years, you learn a lot of lessons. Some of them more painful than others. You know, we work together as a husband and wife, so lesson in itself.
Well, you know, that's a huge lesson because there's a lot of people who want to do what you're doing, and they're going, rule number one, don't work with family. Rule number two, don't work with friends. Mm. And this is your family and friend all in one.
You know, I'm Western, she's Eastern.
Yeah.
I'm a man, she's a woman. She's creative, I'm on the business side, so there's a lot to disagree about. But honestly, the first year was really difficult. You're trying to find boundaries and you're trying to whatever.
Yeah.
But once you kind of accept that there are no boundaries and that it's just this is our life and it's 24 hours a day, then now we're really fortunate. You know, we get to spend a lot of time together that other couples can't, especially in Dubai, where it works like crazy.
You love what you do.
That's the key
to everyone in Dubai, and not just Dubai, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you're spending an extraordinary amount of time, and I know a lot of people do that, they hate what they do. They're doing it for them. So don't do it. Find what you love and go for
it. That's exactly why we started the company.
Yeah. And like you said, it wasn't easy at the start.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And, you know, we've had some real bumps in the road. We've had some times where we thought we wouldn't make it, but it's, you know, we genuinely want to enjoy going to work every day and do nice work with nice people. It sounds kind of ridiculous, but whatever. Arafat's laughing because he's heard that at least 2,000 times. Sorry.
I use it in my meetings now.
It's starting to rub off on people, but it is genuine. And the Comic-Con is exactly the same thing. Well, it's a passion.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Comic-Con, and we've got Ben Caddy, Mo Abedin, and Arafat Ali Khan, who's got the best beard I've ever seen. I mean, that is a
Gandalf.
They
got nothing on him, man. Awesome.
I was actually thinking of shaving it off today, but now
I'm glad you didn't, because it is one of the best I've ever seen in Dubai.
Groomed at home.
Really?
By myself
at the food
in about.
All right, we're gonna be talking about the Comic Con. This is really cool. And if you don't know about it, well, now you're going to. And we're gonna go right into depth about, you know, we're talking hardcore comics here and digital versus print apps, youth spending, everything you ever want to know about comics we're afraid to ask. And I'm gonna throw it to these guys that I was in Paris recently, and the French are obsessed with comics. They've even got one on Sarkozy. It's classic. So that's where we're going. Don't go away.